Podcast Ranger.
What's a toku?
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra, Extra Cast Ranger.
Hello!
We actually do have an extra cast ranger with us today.
Yeah, don't we? And it's not me.
although you being here is an anomaly in itself.
It sounds like a little baby!
That's because we have Indigo Caster in the room with us.
Yay!
She's just flailing around and stuff, being adorable.
She's practicing her action moves so she can fight the bad guys.
I know! You like Toku, don't ya? So, spoiler alert, we're filming this at, like, early in the morning.
And why did we do that?
Because we all went, me, Gar, and Ichi went to see Star Wars The Last Jedi at, like, 11 p.m. on a Friday night, and oh boy, it was not disappointing.
Obviously, we're not going to mention anything spoiler.
Nope, but it was really good, so go see it.
Alright, so, and we also have...
She has lots to say.
We're not gonna spoil the movie yet.
Did you guys see the new episode?
And also joining us over Discord is Dreamcaster.
Hi. Sorry.
Yellowcaster was going to be here with us, but he suddenly had to work this morning. Alright, let's get right into the news, because we got plenty to talk about this week.
Oh yeah.
First off... More information regarding the Complete Selection Modification O's driver.
Holy crap.
I've never even seen O's, but it's beautiful.
So, what everyone's talking about is the fact that all of the metals that were programmed into the old version of the O's belt, but never used, now have not only actual existing metals, but actual forms illustrated to go with them.
And chimes to go with those forms.
That's really cool.
Let me just put my new stories in the chat. Give me a minute. There you go, everybody.
So, like, look at all these forms. Hell, I like that on the blue one on the left there, that's actually the Poseidon metals.
That's just O's if
he used the Poseidon metals.
So, we're just gonna scroll down here. So, the set comes with Poseidon's buckle in addition to the O's driver.
Yeah, so you could just be Poseidon if you want to. Because people were dying to have his medals.
Comes with a broken Taka medal.
And also the broken Taka medal that's, like, in pieces and
there's a broken one and a cracked one.
Oh, and then it comes with all the base core medals, the Super Tatava medals, the Poseidon medals, the Tamashii combo... An X Amazon and Stronger Metal.
Versions of Tajadoru voiced by Ankh. People who watch the show know why.
The Hyper Battle video medals, including the Panda Medal, which I'm happy about.
And actual medals for all of the ones that were not existing before. So running through them, we have Ebi, which is Shrimp. Kani, which is Crab. Sasori, which is Scorpion. Shika, which is Deer. Gazelle. Ushi, which is Bull, Mukare, which is Centipede, Hachi, the Bee, Ari, Ant, Seiuchi, Walrus, Shirokuma, Polar Bear, and Penguin.
I love it. There's a penguin. This is my favorite.
Oh, God.
So it actually includes sounds for the love combo, which is just that one thing Eiji did in that one episode of O's where he was, like, under the influence of, like, love, and then he just pretended to just go, Labu, Labu, Labu! And then showed, like, a version of O's that was just, like...
Hearts everywhere.
Hearts everywhere.
It also apparently has a unique sound for the Tatoba combo used by the O's King from 800 years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
And then scrolling down, we're looking through the list here. So we got the names of the new full combos. So Ebi, Kani, and Sasori become Bikasso combo. Shika, Gazelle, and Ushi become Shigazeshi combo. Mukare, Hachi, and Ari are a Mukachiri combo.
Hmm.
Seiuchi, Shirokuma, and Penguin become Sei-Shirogin combo. And the Poseidon medals, Same, Kujira, and Okamio, which are shark, whale, and wolffish, become Saramiuo combo. Apparently the Yarokari medal, which is a hermit crab, is also included, But they haven't released the image for it, because that will apparently be included in the booklet with the belt itself. So they haven't spoiled absolutely everything.
Oh, so those are artificial core medals made by Kogami.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Kogami, you bastard!
The scanner on the Complete Selection O's driver comes with an extra button for dialogue lines, and that's how you access the love combo sounds, apparently.
And you, it actually has, like, the dialogue of just Ankh going, Eji! And you hear, like, him throwing the medals, boing! So that's really cool.
There's even... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, that's amazing. Like, that sounds like it's definitely worth $400.
Yeah.
Right? There's like, a lot of stuff in this. That's a
perfectly good price for that much stuff.
There's even a button that you can hold down to have background music play while you're doing other sounds.
No, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Including
honestly, I think all belts should have that.
Yeah, it includes Anything Goes, the opening, Time Judge Doll, the theme for Tajadoru, and two other songs which are listed in Japanese, so I don't know what songs they are. Raven's trying to read it.
Something greed for is number three. I can't read the kanji, but that last word there on number three is greed.
Okay, so...
You know what I'd love? If it was just the happy birthday that Kogami sings in episode one. Oh my god, I'd love that.
Like, for all I know, that is that. And it's just, that first bit's happy birthday, greed.
So oh is O's where the happy birthday guy is from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Because I just know that there's a guy who says happy birthday because when it was my birthday, I got a picture of him on my wall.
Yeah, pretty much any...
Happy birthday!
I think pretty much any Toku fan has gotten that at least once.
But yeah, anyone listening...
Yeah, so I was...
If you've not watched Kamen Rider O's, do yourself a favor and watch it. It's a pretty good series. Like,
everything
it's fun.
Everything I've seen of it makes it look like one I'd like.
Yeah, no, the characters are fun.
The ones,
there's not really much, too much of the story's not really that great, but it's a fun series overall. O's himself is a pretty interesting writer.
I would call the story shallow, but straightforward. It's all about the medals, basically.
And Anna's enjoying it, too.
Anna loves those. But yeah, no, everyone's been going, like, fucking nuts over this set. Like, and so, like, when this was announced, just everyone on my Twitter feed was just going nuts about this. And I'm like, okay, the love of O's has resurfaced. Like, I personally won't get this, but, like, I'm looking forward to seeing, like, a review of this entire set.
Like, videos of it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. When Keizo releases the video for this, it's going to be, like, probably, like, 40, 50 minutes long. So, cool!
And then... Something relevant that I saw on Facebook, in our Facebook group, in the Kamen Rider Facebook group, someone did up art of what the greed for those new forms might look like.
Huh.
So we're just scrolling through each of them.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's
the polar
awesome.
One is the best.
Yeah.
That's for the Poseidon medals.
Looks like a female.
These are just because a fan.
It pretty much just looks like an upgrade form from Izul.
It's completely fan. And
there's Gamel, if he decided to be fish person.
If he had crab hands.
Yeah, crab hands.
Crab hands.
Yeah, I remember Ichi was complaining all the whole time. It's like, oh man, why didn't like the Sori and Evie medals like not get like a combo?
And now they have one.
There you go. That's neat.
And then for anyone who's not seen the video version, you can look them up on Twitter. The username is @781SE. They're the ones who did it up, so neat. Next, for Kamen Rider Build, we have our first look at the suit for Kamen Rider Grease.
It's actually really cool. It's shiny.
He shows up in the new movie, like, cameo, doesn't he?
Yep, that's
yeah,
what
so
I'm about to mention.
Apparently he's the writer he's a writer from Hokuto.
Which is cool, because I think I said at some point that I was hoping that there would be writers representing each of the regions.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're kind of headed in that direction.
So, like, I wonder if the Slash driver is then, like, technology from Hokuto.
It's like, oh, we can make our own writer system with blackjack and hookers.
But, when he was making, Sparkling, it wasn't a part of the machine he was using... that Sento was using looks similar to this Slash driver.
That's something I was going to talk about in the episode. No, don't worry about it. But yeah, the machine that Sento uses to program the Rabotang sparkling bottle, it looks like the exact same framing that the weapon used by the Slash driver users use. So apparently Grease debuts in Heisei Final. The first thing he does is steal Build's Phoenix and Robot bottles, which supports the idea that the robot Splash Jelly is created from the robot bottle. We don't know too much else about him, but he is going to debut in the series next month. And the images we're looking at here include a Gumberizing card, which looks pretty cool.
Yep.
I like that they're putting out these cards based on the design of the cards from Takumi's tutorial videos.
Oh, yeah!
I know, right? Grease is pretty cool.
I'm still hoping that it's Nabushima.
Nabushima.
All right, next. We have even though I hope it's Nabushima, we have rumors going on about who will be playing Grease. This is someone from social media who goes by 0317 Akira is rumored to be Grease's actor because in July he showed excitement over Build's press release and even playfully questioned who might be in the show. And in one of his photos, he referenced Grease's color scheme, which is gold, silver, and gray.
Oh.
He looks like freaking, looks like Tsukasa.
A little bit.
Like, this is who I thought it was at first. I was like, if they bring fucking Decade back into this as another rider, I'm gonna be fucking so happy.
I want him to be in the next show, because it'll be the 20th.
Just Decade Season 2, make it fucking happen.
Decade 2.
Next Decade.
I hate that song.
Yes. Next, we have toy catalog scans for Build, and wow, are there some interesting stuff being shown.
So, like, here on Cast Ranger and, like, on the Toku community in general, we like to make jokes. So, like, when, like, Build was released and, like, we were like, oh, Rabbit Tank, that's cool. Oh, wait, wouldn't it be funny if we got, like, Rabbit Rabbit and Tank Tank?
He will.
Toei's listening to us.
Yep.
So, like, apparently one of Build's, like, power-up forms he gets later is Build, Rabbit Rabbit, and Tank Tank.
So the way these apparently happen is through this item that we're looking at now, which is called the Full Rabbit Tank Bottle.
Yeah, it's like the Fudu Fudu Fu bottle.
Yeah. And it's basically this show's equivalent of Forze's Magnet Switch, it's a very long thing that gets bent in half. And
it's a shake weight! It's a fucking shake weight!
God damn it!
It's a shake weight.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, it's a fucking shake. Well, Ichi's just like, I've lost all interest in this now.
So, all I can think, though, is, I'm Sento, the world's only rabbit.
I know, right?
Seems to be quite interested by the design on screen right now.
But yeah, it's interesting. Well, it's a bottle. So, like, with the tank form, apparently he can actually, like, not, like, turn into a tank,
fold
but, like,
his legs,
fold his
tank
legs
treads,
into tank treads and, like,
I
fire
saw.
A tank.
I'm very excited.
That sounds kind of terrifying, actually.
I am very, very excited for Tank Tank form.
Yeah, so he combines this using the hazard trigger, so, like,
yeah, apparently, yeah, he uses the Rabbit Tank hazard form, using the Rabbit Tank bottles and the trigger hazard trigger, and then switches to the full bottle for either form.
I personally, like, the forms are great, like, don't get me wrong, but just, like, personally, I probably won't pick up this bottle just because, you know, I want to do, I just like regular, super, or hazard, or Rabbit Tank hazard, so, because that suit is gorgeous.
I just like that it has a gold and silver thing going on with the bottle because it reminds me of Gaia memories.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's the joke.
I don't know. It references Forze and Double at the same time. But yeah. And then in the same catalog, on another page, we have the weapon that will be for these forms. The Full Bottle Buster.
And, like, Ichi called it.
Like, I had completely not...
Bottle.
The first thing I saw was the scan, and I had not seen the name of it, and I immediately said to Lane, it looked like some sort of, like, full bottle buster sword.
Oh,
and it turns out I was right.
That's actually amazing.
And what's really cool is you can put full bottles in this.
Up to four, apparently. Or you can put the full bottle in it.
So, you know what this is? This is, like, the,
the formula gun.
No, the Metajalver.
It's kind of both.
Yeah. Wow, good job, Lane, you for remembering that.
Yeah.
I was gonna, like, At first I was thinking Metacaliver, and I'm like, no, it's Metajaliver. I'm like, I remember.
So this weapon has sword and gun modes, because why shouldn't it? I know
it's a final form weapon, it's going to have.
I don't think this is the final form. That said, build what super about forms are getting... We'll talk about that. I was going to say, build super forms are getting kind of esoteric, but I'm excited. But I was going to say, I'm wondering if, but probably not, it would be hilarious if this thing actually shot the full bottles out.
That would be a... It would... No,
that, no, they would not put that feature in. Like, as cool as that would be, I'm not disagreeing with you, they're not going to do that.
No.
That could hurt people a lot.
You just shoot the full bottle just the person. Ow!
Ah, my eye!
Just implant, like, a mark on their head.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Love that movie.
A Christmas Story, except you really want some.
Oh my god, I did it! I shot my eye out!
Yes.
Alright, so, the full rabbit tank bottle will be sold for 2,700 yen, and the full bottle buster will be 5,800 yen. Obviously, this is before conversion and shipping and middleman fees.
You know, it'd be nice if this comes as a set.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I mean, they did release a set of the Cross Dragon with the Bee Closer.
So. Yeah, I don't know. These feel like they're big and important enough to be separate. But they are both scheduled to be released in summer.
Summer, holy crap. Alright.
We're not even at Rabbit Tank Hazard yet in the show.
I know. But just like, God, Sento loves Rabbit Tank.
Yeah, like, well, I mean,
way too much.
After it.
I get it, but still, God.
Yeah, they're like his plot best match.
But that's cool. Just taking the idea of your base form and just making it more powerful. So that's cool. I don't think another rider's done that before. Like, the closest I guess would say would be Cyclone Joker Extreme and...
Kuga?
Kuga, I guess, and...
And if you think about it, Agito Flame Form turned into Burning, which turned into Shining.
And then Super Tataba.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Blade went Ace Jack King.
That's true.
So most of the final forms are within the same motif.
Speaking of final forms.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
So, okay. So, we don't know if this is real or it was a fake concept image, but it's a possible chance this might be Build's final form. And, oh, God.
Really fucking hope this is fake, because, God, it's an atrocity.
Like, we get it. Full bottles is the gimmick. Don't put them on the suit. Don't do that.
So are you thinking, thanks, I hate it?
Like, just a lot. There's actually a lot of people who are like, oh no, I like it. I hope this is the final suit. I'm like, no. They can do better than that. Like, the only nice thing I like about it is, like, the Build symbol on the chest. That's cool. But other than that, like, he's got bottles sticking out of his eyes and, like, on his arms and legs. And I'm just like, no.
The white Blaster Beetleborg!
No, Anna doesn't like it either.
Anna's getting spirited. She's like,
eh. Yeah, put it. Take it away!
Yeah. Next, we have more information about Lupin Ranger versus Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah, Raven, what do you think of these designs?
Well, I certainly like the Lupin Ranger ones.
The visors are hats.
Yep.
Well, actually, Power Rangers are too. They're police hats.
Police hats. Police hats.
Police cops. Police cops.
Oh my god.
So, first off, we're looking at the poster advertising the series, and we can see the logo for the show. I like it.
I like it too.
What's neat to note is the Lupin Ranger logo, the text at the top is like highlighted in the different colors, but Pata Rangers isn't.
Oh, so I think we have like, Gar told me about like the plot synopsis that we've heard for the show.
Well, I have it here.
Do you want to read it?
Sure. Okay. So, apparently in the series, the Lupin Collection is a collection of treasures with the power to destroy the world. Jesus. Because why not?
Wow.
When enemies from another world called the Gyangfu steal it, two Super Sentai teams are employed to stop them. Dancing in the sky, vowing to reclaim the collection, are the Phantom Thieves Lupin Ranger.
Of course.
With heart, I think that's just this article's translation for Kaito Sentai, which, I mean, is not inaccurate.
Right.
That's true.
With hearts speeding fast, vowing to take down the Gyangfu are the Police Squad Pata Ranger. So, the Lupin Rangers are focused on reclaiming the treasures, and the Pata Rangers are focused on stopping the monsters. I like that.
Ichi, you know what you have to do, right? The first time we see the Lupin Rangers fight, you just have to put on Last Surprise.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll never see it coming! You'll see!
So, LVP will be premiering February 11th, 2018.
I'm excited. It's going to be cool. So, like, it kind of sucks that these two aren't going to be, like, against each other. They're just being forced to work together.
Well, the fact that it says versus has always been a loose definition, but I imagine they will clash at points.
Oh, yeah, no, obviously, like, they're going to have
different
views.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Views. So, like, what it seems is that Lupin Ranger is responsible for, you know, stealing back the items that were stolen, and then Pata Ranger is responsible for destroying the monster.
Sure.
Well, that's apparently what the concept between both of them is.
That's what I've just read.
Yeah, I know.
And then moving on to our next information section about LVP, we have full scans of the catalog. So we talked a bit about it last week, but now we can see proper high quality scans of the Versus Changer, and you can see how you put the Dial Fighters on top for the Lupin Rangers. And the trigger machines on the bottom for the Pata Rangers.
I like how big the gimmicks are on the guns. Like, I just, like, oh, it just seems they're just very, like, out there, and I don't like it. That's why I like the Tokyo Changer a lot, because it's just, like, a little train, and you put it in the thing, and it's not, like, super protruding or anything.
I like it. I'm going to wait until I see more of it in action before I decide what I'm getting or not.
I'm probably not going to get anything.
And then, in the middle of this scan, we see the two forms of the Good Striker. Which is the big vehicle Zord that combines with either the Dial Fighters for Lupin Kaiser or the Trigger Machines for Pato Kaiser, which we can also see on the right here.
Huh.
So Good Striker is a Zord that is shared between them and has two different modes to match up with each of those Megazords. And then going on to our next scan, that's the one from last week, and then the one after that, we can see on the right here the Dial Fighter Cyclone, which is the green Zord here, which is going to be the first additional Zord for the Lupin Rangers. And then the Trigger Machine Biker, which is the first add-on Zord for the Pata Rangers.
Huh.
And then over here, further to the right, we can see the weapons we talked about last week. Let me just... give me just a second to pull that image up. So, for the Lupin Rangers, they have the Itadaki Sword, which is both a sword and a little grabby thing.
Oh my god.
And then over here
have... Oh, so it's like the I'll take it sword?
Yeah. And then we have the Mega Bow, which is a baton and a megaphone.
It's so silly. It's so silly.
I like the design
I'm gonna bash you!
I like the design of the Lupin sword.
But, like, just... it has a grabby mode.
Oh, Noble in our chat pointed out something interesting. The first auxiliary Zords of each team matches up to a color on the opposite side. The Lupin Ranger's first Zord is green, and there's a green Pata Ranger. The Pata Ranger's first auxiliary Zord is blue, and there is a blue Lupin Ranger. That's neat.
Also a fourth... Yeah, the Ranger's sitting there. There's one there that's not in the poster.
Yep, if we zoom in real close, we can see that there's... another Pata Ranger figure, and apparently this is Patoren Yugo, which is evidently some form of combination of all three of them.
So they...
maybe that's why it doesn't have their colors on?
This is my chance. So apparently this is them when they fuse together!
Dang it!
Now, we don't yet know if they actually fuse together, or if just one person takes all the powers. But I'm looking forward to seeing how that works.
Yep.
Which means that there's got to be some sort of Lupin Ranger combination inbound. Or maybe they'll do something different. Who knows? And then, is that it for the scans on this article? Let me get back to that.
Looks like it.
I think that's about it for the scans for Lupin Ranger. Alright, moving on. Kamen Rider Amazons is getting a movie.
Yeah! So, like, Gar called it. He's like, we don't need a season 3. We just need a movie. So, since this is happening, Edge of the Amazons is coming back, people, but as a special.
We'll just actually call it Enter the Amazons the movie.
So, Noble, you better get ready, sir.
It'll be both the Amazons movie and Enter the Amazons the movie.
So apparently the movie is tentatively titled Kamen Rider Amazons Final Version. And it will be out in spring 2018. Very little is known aside from that so far.
So, does that mean, like... Huh, actually, I won't say anything, because, like, I know this is a spoiler show, but still, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. Neat. Looking forward to more Jin.
Oh, yeah. My boy. I love him.
And now we'll get to see Nagase, and I don't hate him.
Right? No, but Nagase was such a good character in season 2.
All I can think is it's the final version. Yeah.
Amazon! Speaking of movies, Kamen Rider Heisei Generations Final has apparently debuted at number 1 in the box office.
Yeah, apparently this has been doing very well.
I'm excited. The film opened in 330 theaters, and earned a total of 359 million yen, which is 303,100 tickets.
You know why? Probably because Ejit and Og stole the show.
I imagine.
Oh my god!
The film apparently sold 32.6 more tickets and earned 30% more on the first week compared to last year's Heisei Generations, which is the Exeed Ghost movie.
Just, I understand.
And here's a list of the films that it beat out. At number 2, Destiny, Kamakura Monogatari. At number 3, Murder on the Orient Express.
Yep.
Number 4 was Girls und Panzer, Das Finale.
Which I'm looking forward to.
I heard
to.
It's good.
And number 5 was Full Metal Alchemist.
The live action movie?
Yeah, the
live
action
one, yeah.
Okay.
Alphonse looks great in that movie.
Alright.
Cool, good job, Generations.
And we'll get to, and we won't get to see it for at least 6 months.
Probably.
Speaking of the Hiro Tyson films, the person directing them has announced that they're pretty much done.
I mean, it's kind of sad because, like, I enjoy getting, like, 3 Rider movies a year, but this is also a good thing because that means they can focus more on making better Rider shows, and then maybe we can, they want to probably expand on more projects, so, like, that's probably why we're getting an Amazons movie.
That's
so
exactly why,
Amazons,
it's coming out in the same time slot.
Yeah.
So this was announced by Toei's Director of Planning and Production, Shinichiro Shirakura.
Does that mean that they're not gonna have the crossover summer episode thing anymore?
I could see them still doing that, but they'll be more self-contained instead of being lead-ins to the movies.
That's fair.
So apparently they're quote unquote working on something impressive to fill the slot, and the Amazons movie is part of another thing separate from the main Rider movies. So we'll see what happens next spring. And the spring after that, I guess. Next, official images for the SH Figure Arts 4 Kamen Rider Cross. I'm just gonna pronounce it Cross.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Oh, I love that shot of him in build.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Go back. That's fucking nice.
It's the one from the website.
Oh, yeah, that's like the poster image.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There's the Cross Dragon looking like it was from the SIC line because it's really small and close up. But, yeah, I'm not super into Cross's design, but this figure looks really good.
I like it.
So, it comes with... The figure stands 145 millimeters tall, comes with the Beat Closer, parts for it, the Cross Dragon, the Dragon Full Bottle, the Lock Full Bottle, interchangeable hands. It is going to be premium Bandai, 5,400 yen, a June 2018 release.
Damn.
So you too can heep parade!
You can wake up burning. get Cross Dragon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next on that Build SH Figure Arts line, the Machine Builder and Parts Set.
Ugh.
So it's Build's bike.
Ugh.
It comes with the bike itself, which is 170 millimeters in length. It comes with the Drill Crusher, the Gun Mode Drill Crusher, the Build Phone, stand parts, and interchangeable hands for Build.
Well, there's just a picture of him just holding the phone, dialing it.
Yeah. So this obviously pairs up well with the Build Rabbit Tank Form Figure Arts, which barely comes with any accessories. They did this on purpose!
Well, no, because like that's why it's so cheap, and also because they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Figure Arts, and they're like, okay, we're going to release it as the first price that we had with our first Figure Arts ever.
Sure.
Yeah, that's why it's so cheap.
So the Machine Builder and Parts Set is Premium Bandai Web exclusive as well, also 5,400 yen, also June 2018 release.
Here we go.
Neato Burrito. Next, we have the Kamen Rider Build Pandora Box Album. It is a 7-disc album collection, including show's official soundtrack, theme songs, insert songs. It comes with a special full bottle, but it doesn't say which one. The album will be 9,259 yen, so that's probably over $100 once it gets here. For a September 5, 2018 release. So by the time the show's over.
Yeah, wow. Generally.
And last on our news story, Shout Factory has announced that they're putting out Power Rangers RPM, the complete series, on DVD. This is one that's probably worth getting.
Yeah, RPM was pretty good.
Will be released on March 27th, 2018 for the very fair price of $19.97.
Yeah, but it is DVD too, so.
So?
DVD quality's not really that good anymore.
Some people still like it.
I know. You guys still, if there's people out there who still collect DVDs, good on you.
Alright, so, that's about it for news this week.
Cool! Unless
you guys have something else? Anyone have something else?
No, but go see Last Jedi in theaters now.
This is good.
It's really
more
good.
Scans came out for Hugto Precure, but I mean, yeah.
You can talk about them if you want.
The Toku Show. I don't want to.
If you're sure.
Yeah, basically they just confirmed they do have the same transformation device. Those things floating beside them were actually their gimmick items.
Huh.
Okay.
And confirm the names and stuff like that.
And their mascot's a baby.
Their mascot's a baby, and also there's a hamster named Harry Harry Ham.
Harry Harry Ham.
So he might, and there's rumors that he might have a human form as well. So.
Oh, fun. That sounds awesome.
Last week we talked about the baby mascot, and we put Danny DeVito's head over it.
Oh.
Yeah, the mascot's name is Hugtan, not Huglan, as people thought originally.
Huh.
But
which makes more sense. Sorry.
It's not Huglin.
Huglin. Alright, everyone, we'll see you in the podcast proper!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.